You're listening to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. A study has predicted that there will be 6.1 billion smartphone users worldwide by 2020. eBay has pledged to support cross-border e-commerce in South Korea, and the Dutch TV industry body has started releasing online TV viewing figures. A study by Baidu has predicted that there will be 6.1 billion smartphone users worldwide by 2020. The precedented rise means that marketers must increasingly take a mobile-friendly approach if they're to communicate with these people effectively. The research also found that 60% of people use smartphones predominantly for communication purposes, 23% as a companion, 9% for entertainment purposes, and 8% as a social media device. It also found that around 40% of smartphone users worldwide have 21 to 50 apps installed on their phone, although this figure dropped to just 6% in Asia, where people typically have far fewer apps on their phones. The current global smartphone penetration rate is 56%, according to separate research by Zenith Optimedia. The biggest e-commerce site in South Korea, eBay, has pledged to support cross-border e-commerce in the country. South Korean culture is becoming more popular around the world, and therefore international demand for South Korean products is rising. eBay Korea has English and Chinese language websites targeting foreigners who want to buy South Korean goods. A spokesperson from eBay Korea commented on the news saying, "We will help small sellers in South Korea to enter the global markets without significant difficulties." The South Korean e-commerce market is worth an estimated $21.9 billion and has a digital buyer penetration rate of 75%. The Dutch TV industry body, the SKO, has started releasing online TV viewing figures. It's the first time in the world that any such figures have been made available, and it's been hailed by digital marketers as a huge opportunity to gain unprecedented insights into the viewing habits of the Dutch public. The viewing figures are released daily and show how many people are watching programs online in the Netherlands. Online TV adverts will be included in the viewing figures within the next few months. A spokesperson from Dutch TV broadcasters commented on the news saying, "SKO now reports online video measurement enabling broadcasters to monetize all screens. We are proud to be the first country in the world to report the level of viewing at this granular level." Israelis are engaging in cross-border e-commerce because there are so few Israeli e-commerce sites. Just 1/4 of Israeli businesses have an e-commerce site, and items normally have lengthy delivery times and costs. Yet the appetite for online shopping is strong, with a staggering 79% of Israeli internet users buying from foreign online stores, according to a recent study by PayPal and Ipsos, with Chinese, American, and British sites being the most popular destinations. The figures show that in order to avoid losing business abroad, Israeli companies must build their own e-commerce sites and ensure good customer service and speedy deliveries. One of Israel's few e-commerce sites, Buy2, recently saw monthly user numbers swell by 55% to 1.4 million people, showing that quality Israeli e-commerce options are appealing to Israeli users. And finally, the German fashion retailer La Zara has launched an e-commerce site targeting France. The launch of the French site means that La Zara now has access to 66 million new customers. La Zara now sells affordable, fashionable clothing in 22 European countries. The European fashion e-commerce market is currently very fragmented, with different retailers coming top in different nations. Recent research by Textmaster and SimilarWeb revealed that La Redoute is currently the top fashion e-commerce site in France. The French e-commerce market is worth $43.6 billion, with a digital buyer penetration rate of 79%. And that's it from me today. Thank you for listening. And be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and much more, all at webcertain.tv. See you next time.